The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate and they will show up, guaranteed. By Office Specialists, an ABS company. Your office is their business. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Now, play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School, the host site of the East Peoria Class 3A Regional as we get ready to get the postseason underway. Starters being announced on both sides, and for the first time this season, we do have a change in the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Yeah, and I need to apologize because the batteries ran out on the old tape recorder right before Lex announced the starters. We do have a change in the starting lineup for the first time in 30 games, and I'll just give you the cliff notes. It's going to be Chloe May in place of Lily Furrow, and as Lex said, next girl up.
Yep.
You know, next girl up mentality, so Chloe May will be starting tonight, getting her first start of the season.
Yep, so it's going to be Chloe May in the four-guard lineup, along with Zaniah Carter, Taylor Hershenroeder, and Ella Hershenroeder. The forward is Jaz Kilgore. Meanwhile, for East Peoria, they're going to start Juliana Billingsley, a sophomore number three at one guard. The other two wings will be Ashlyn Sweat, number 21, a senior, and Annika Rosecrans, number 23, a junior. And the forwards are number 24, Olivia Pfister, and number 33, sophomore Braylee Van Ness.
And I'll tell you, Mitch, you know, for them hosting this game,
there's a lot more Galesburg.
Yeah, there is a Galesburg contingent here, and I think we outnumber them.
I would agree, as the tip is won by Carter. Silver Streaks going to start with the ball on offense, and it's quickly going to be a jump ball there, as that is Braylee Van Ness who ties up Carter, and the bad luck turnover there for Galesburg.
Yeah, Z gets that tip and tries to get downhill right away and kind of ran into a brick wall there, and they just kind of surrounded her and tied her up.
Inbound's going to go to Pfister. Pfister gets rid of it ahead to Van Ness. She tried to throw it off the foot of Kilgore. Instead, it's corralled by May. May kicks over left wing. Ella Hershenroeder, three ball. It's up and it's good.
That's a great
from
start.
Ella.
From the left wing. Bang.
Silver Streaks right back into the pressure defense. Pfister hands it off to Sweat. Sweat into the corner. Trap coming. Ball loose on the floor. And it ends up in the hands of Taylor Hershenroeder. Outlet to Ella. Ella long pass intended down court for Josh Kilgore's. Knocked out of bounds by Ashlyn Sweat.
Yeah, Streaks getting a good trap there in that old coffin corner right across half court. They dribbled right into it. Streaks had four hands in the air and created a turnover.
Inbounding is going to be May. May gets good it in run on the backside to Carter. Carter up and good.
It's that backside there on that inbounds play from underneath. Chloe with a great pass.
5-0 Streaks, 50 seconds into this one. Long cross-court pass from Billingsley is into the hands of, that is, Pfister. Pfister across the line now gives to Rosecrans. Rosecrans.
Yeah, she just about got tied up there by Taylor.
To Billingsley at the top. And they're going to set up some offense. Billingsley off a screen, down low. Tried to get it to Van Ness, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover to the Streaks.
Yeah, three possessions, three turnovers for the Raiders. Streaks defense is swarming.
Taylor Hershenroeder going to inbound. No pressure here, and it looks like just a man-to-man set defensively for East Peoria.
This is the first time all year Taylor and Ella have different hairstyles.
Yes, they do.
I don't
making our
a
job
lot
a little easier. Left side with it's Ella.
Oh,
down
finish
low. Kilgore with
and
a
one
finish on the foul.
Great pass, Ella. Right into Jaws. No hesitation. Right to the rim with a left-handed layup. And one.
That'll make it 7-0 Streaks. Kilgore with a chance to go to the line and make it 8.
Yeah, really good start here for the Streaks. 7 points in the first minute and a half of the game.
And foul, I believe, goes on Van Ness.
Yeah, they got us behind the board here, and I can't really see.
No good by Kilgore on the free throw attempt. Sweat, who tried to save it inbounds, and it ended up going off of a streak there. So it will be East Peoria ball. Sweat going to inbound in front of the EP bench. Gets it in to Pfister, being guarded by May. May get a hand on the ball and an out-of-bounds. It'll stay with East Peoria.
Yeah, just very active hands there by Chloe. And you can see East Peoria just doesn't have the ball handlers to handle this streaks press.
Sweat's going to inbound, gets it in to Rosecrans. Now back over to Sweat. Here comes the double. Sweat dribbles around it. Now throws a long cross-court pass to Pfister. Pfister throws it away. Ella Hirschenroder all the way to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound May. May back up. A little strong. Loose ball. Ends up with Kilgore. Kick out Carter. Carter gets downhill to the right. Kicks out. Taylor Hirschenroder. Three balls up and good.
Taylor. Bang.
That'll make it 10-0 streaks here early, and it's going to be a timeout for Coach Adam Binger of East Peoria. It is a full timeout. I believe we're going to go ahead and keep it here, though. 10-0. 1 minute into this ball game, and kind of catch you up on how this has happened. It's been balanced scoring so far for the streaks. Four girls already in the scoring column. And as you've kind of mentioned, the story here, at least it seems early, is going to be the lack of ball handling for East Peoria against the swarming defense of the streaks.
Yeah, and it's been a little bit too much for East Peoria here right from the jump. 10-0 lead for the streaks. Creating turnovers and getting downhill on the offensive end, knocking down a couple trays, 10-0 lead.
And it's funny because I feel like on the way here, and a lot of times I've found throughout the season, you and I talk things into existence on the ride.
You do that.
And I mentioned that I don't think there had been a game all season where all three Hirschenroder sisters played well. So far, Taylor and Ella both have threes. We'll see if Grace can
start. Well, Grace get in the game, and Grace is coming in right now.
Let's see if she can continue.
Yeah, Grace, Ellie, and Sophia all into the game right now.
On the floor for Galesburg coming out of the timeout, it is Ella and Z along with the three that you just mentioned, Ellie, Grace, and Sophia. Inbounds goes to Pfister. She's being guarded by Kistler. Pfister across the timeline. Gets all the way to the baseline, and here comes the
trap.
Pass out for Sweat. Sweat over to Van Ness. Van Ness being guarded by Hirschenroder. That's Ella. She'll try to get rid of it, and does, to Billingsley in the left corner.
Oh, Ella.
Back outside for Van Ness. Van Ness downhill, gets it to go. First bucket of the ball game for EP. 10-2.
Van Ness has got a little quickness to her.
Zaniah Carter. Strong three off the glass, no good. Rebound, Billingsley. Billingsley gets rid of it for Van Ness. Now outlet to Pfister. Pfister brings it across the timeline, and she'll slow things down a little bit for EP.
Oh, got to talk.
Skip pass goes to the other side of Rosecrans, who gets it to go off the glass for three.
A little bank three over there from the left corner. Right corner.
Lead cut in half for the streaks here. 10-5 as we hit the five-minute mark here in quarter one. Pass intended for Ellie Johnson at the top. Taken away, Ashlyn Sweat. She'll go down the other end and finish the layup.
Yeah, that's just careless turnover there by the streaks.
10-7 now. It looks like a zone look here.
Yeah, 2-3.
They get it into Ellie. Down low to Sophia Kistler, and it's taken away by Billingsley, and now she's going to carry. As she tried to, it looked like she was going to throw a pass, and then the person she was intending the pass for turned and took off running. So it'll be a turnover to the streaks. Inbounding is May back into the ball game, or the is not quite the starting lineup as Ella sits for the first time. It'll be the starters plus Grace. Right wing, Taylor with it. Up top to Z. They get it to the elbow. Kilgore turns and fires one to the left side. It goes over the head of May and out of bounds.
Yeah, and all of a sudden the streaks have four turnovers here and just unforced errors. Little hyper here last minute and a half or so.
Streaks back into their pressure. They get the ball into Pfister. May all over her. Pass intended for Sweat up the sideline. Taken away by Kilgore. Kick out Carter. Good recovery there defensively for East Peoria. Carter gets it to Grace Hirschenroder at the free throw line. Off the glass and good. And safe to say here early, all three triplets off to a good start.
Yeah, all three made their first shot today. It's a good start for the Hirschenroders.
Pfister bringing it up on May. Picks it up. Hand off to Sweat. Sweat gets it across the timeline into the hands of Billingsley. Billingsley fires one for Rosecrans. Out of bounds. Last touch by East Peoria turnover to the Streaks.
I'm telling you, the Streaks have just missed turnover or steals, probably about four or five of them here in the last four or five possessions. Just I'm within an inch of going the other way.
The Silver Streaks menaces have arrived here at East Peoria. As looking down the stairs right to my right, I can see Van Meenen and the Morton Potters rolling in here for their game later this evening. Takeaway by EP outside. Sweat no good. Down with the low, a block by Carter on Madeline Biller in the game. Ashland Sweat has it. Now Van Ness, top of the key. Blocked there by Carter as Van Ness tried to get a pass into the corner. It's going to stay with East Peoria.
Yeah, Streak's a little sloppy here with some passes here in the early going. Got to do a better job taking care of the basketball.
Sweat is going to inbound. Gets it in, but it's over the head of Rosecrans, and it'll be a turnover to the Streaks.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight turnovers here for East Peoria in the first quarter.
Johnson's going to inbound. Hershenroeder brings it ahead for the Silver Streaks. Ella over to Taylor on the right wing. Now back up top to Ella Hershenroeder. They get it to the free throw line. Kilgore swung over May. Three ball, left wing, up and good from Chloe May.
Chloe May, left wing, bang.
Three minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's 15-7, Streaks on top.
All five starters now on the scorebook.
Biller gets it over to Sweat. Another takeaway for the Streaks. Ella Hershenroeder on the ground. And we're going to have, I believe, a foul. No, a jump ball going to be called as Billingsley came together with Ella Hershenroeder.
She went all over Ella's back there. Hard to believe that wasn't a foul.
The arrow will keep it with the Streaks. Chloe made an inbound underneath their own bench, or underneath their own bucket, excuse me. Gets it in to Ellie Johnson, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Van Ness.
A little bit of a force there from Chloe on the right baseline there. She's going to move over to the left baseline, inbound this time.
May to trigger. Oh, she missed Jaws Kilgore wide open there on the block. Instead gets it into Johnson. Now they swing it around. Taylor Hershenroeder
again,
back
Chloe.
To May. Three ball, same spot, same result.
Stay hot, Chloe. Bang, bang.
Little double barrel action here early for Chloe May. She's got six and the Streaks are up 18-7.
Good, Ella. Ball.
Takeaway by Gelsberg. Ella Hershenroeder to Taylor. Taylor drops it off for Chloe. A lot of contact and a finish. Chloe May.
What a start here for Chloe May.
And I don't know what her season high for points is, but I got to figure it's...
Nine was the number. I got it right here.
And she's at seven right now.
Yep.
Or no, eight.
Eight. This will be nine.
This will be nine. And she drills it.
What a
nine early for Chloe May.
Her first career start, and she is paying dividends.
Inbound went to Van Ness. Kilgore knocks the ball away from her and out of bounds. It'll stay with East Peoria. They're going to inbound right there in front of Zaniah Carter and Coach Mark Harden on the Gelsberg bench. They get it into Billingsley. Billingsley's layup's no good. Rebound tipped around. It goes out of bounds off of Ellie Johnson. It'll stay with East Peoria.
Yeah, it's a bad luck turnover there for Ellie. She did a good job of rebounding, and they swarmed her.
Inbounding underneath is Biller. Biller gets taken away by Ellie Johnson. Outlet goes to Ella. Ella quickly down the floor, off the hands of Van Ness, ends up into the hands of Kilgore for a bucket. 23-7 Streaks as we hit the two-minute mark in quarter one.
11-0 run here in about the last minute and a half for the Streaks. Another
Streaks,
turnover.
Another turnover. Taylor Hershenroeder drops it off for Ella. Ella couldn't handle it, but Taylor tried to save it, but she's on the end line, and it's going to go out of bounds. Turnover to East Peoria.
Yeah, turnover number seven for the Streaks here in the first quarter. But we're up 16.
Sweat's going to inbound for East Peoria. Gets it into Van Ness. Van Ness, quick double. Now back to Sweat. Sweat going to bring it up. Switches to her left hand. Now picks up her dribble. Long pass ahead to Billingsley. And it goes out of bounds. Turnover to the Streaks.
4, 6, 7, 9, 11. Turnover number 12 for the Raiders.
Zaniah Carter heads to the table, as does Grace Hershenroeder. They will replace May and Johnson. Inbounding is Taylor Hershenroeder. Gets it into Ella in the backcourt. 2-3 zone look for East Peoria.
Yeah, back to the 2-3 here. Good pass.
Kilgore, short corner. Looks backside. Carter, three's a little strong. Taylor Hershenroeder with a rebound. And a jump ball. This time the arrow favors East Peoria.
Yeah, Taylor in a bad luck turnover there. We've had a couple bad luck turnovers here in the first quarter.
91 seconds remain here in quarter one. Inbound goes to Billingsley. Billingsley picks it up, looks to throw a long one.
Wow.
Complete to Van Ness.
How did that get through there?
And now it ends up on the floor. And I think they're going to give a
travel.
Okay. I thought it might have been a jump ball. Thought it might have been a foul. That's my favorite of the three options.
Yep.
Is the travel.
I didn't think they were going to call the travel.
Silver Streaks with the basketball. Ella Hershenrutter going to bring it across half court. 1:17 remaining here in the first quarter. Carter on the right wing. Swung around. Now Taylor Hershenrutter left side. Gets it down low. Kilgore with a nice pass out. Ella Hershenrutter. Three's a little strong. Zaniya Carter on the backside with a big rebound. Maintains possession for Galesburg. Back up top to Ella. Now over to Z left wing. Ella at the top of the key. Good defense there by Sweat. They'll swing it right side to Taylor.
Good pass.
Kilgore back outside. Taylor Hershenrutter, three ball strong. Good tip by Carter. And out of bounds by Kilgore is going to be East Peoria basketball.
Yeah, Taylor just a little strong from that right corner there. Jaws with a great inside-out pass.
Sweat to inbound. Gets it into Biller. Back over to Sweat. Sweat spins off of Taylor Hershenrutter. Looking for a screen. Gets it across the half-court line to Biller.
Time.
Biller. Carter just takes it away. Zaniya. Outlet to Grace. Grace, good job to put the brakes on and finish.
Yeah, nice little pump fake there. And the finish. Grace with four.
Final 20 seconds here of the first quarter. Biller with it. Nearing the timeline.
Oh,
she'll pick it up. Gets it across. Now they go down low for Van Ness. And we're going to have a foul on Taylor Hershenrutter.
Yeah, a little overzealous there.
Inbounding underneath is going to be Sweat. 8.2 seconds to go. They get it into Biller. Biller to Sweat, short corner. Sweat under five, just go in the quarter. They got to get a shot off. They get it to Pfister. Pfister's three.
He called a foul. They called a foul on Z. No way.
So Pfister's going to get to shoot a few free throws here.
I tell you, Z has been called for some fouls at the buzzer this year that just, wow. Well, there should be time on the clock.
Yep. Pfister makes the first. That was exactly what I was about to say, partner. If you're going to call the foul, you got to add at least a tenth of a second back to the clock.
That's a roll on the second.
Gets the second one to go. Makes it 25-9. Chance to get him to double digits here to close out the quarter. And she does. It'll be 25-10. The Streaks on top through one quarter of action. We'll be back with the second period. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm with families maybe an hour or so, and we get everything done in one visit.
We all spend hours and over the course of a lifetime, days, doing things we don't really enjoy. But pre-planning your funeral with Watson Thomas, that only takes 1 hour. One appointment with Lexi Zellmer Kayser.
By the end of the time that we have spent together, they will often give me a hug, and then they really feel great about what we put together for their family.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life. Legacy.
Office Specialist can help make ordering your office supplies even easier when you order online at osi.biz. By ordering online, you can shop from over 50,000 items, and local customer service is still there to help if you have any questions. Sign up for online ordering now at Office Specialist, an ABS company.
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Tucker Swanson in Galesburg. Score your dream home with Bradley Hicks. By Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Pit Stop Shop Towing and Repair, your one-stop shop for reliable auto services in Monmouth, Galesburg, and the surrounding counties. Best of luck to all area teams this season.
Congratulations to another instant cash winner. Nancy Castile of Galesburg was spotted wearing the blue WGIL button and won $25. Find a location to pick up your free button at WGIL.com.
Back here at East Peoria High School, it's regional basketball action. The Silver Streaks with a 15-point lead.
May.
Oh. And Carter can't quite make it 17. She'll go back up and draw a foul and get a chance to head to the free throw line there.
Yeah, good stick to this there with Zaniah, but she'd like to finish that first one just for Chloe's assist sake.
Carter heads to the stripe. First foul of the period against East Peoria.
Streak shot the ball well from downtown, 4 of 8 there in that first stanza.
Carter's first one is just a wee bit strong.
Free throws.
Second one coming here. Streaks 1 of 3 so far. Make it 2 of 4 as Carter buries the second one.
Much better.
26-10. Sweat has it for East Peoria. This time she's going to bring it straight across the timeline. Here comes the run and jump. They get rid of it to Van Ness. Van Ness spins right back into
Chloe May,
and it's going to be arrow favoring East Peoria. Inbounding is going to be Sweat. She gets it in to Biller.
Oh, she carried it. Did not get called.
Bring it downhill's Van Ness into a lot of contact. No good. Yeah, blocked by Kilgore. Loose ball corralled by Ella. Down low, they get it to Josh. She can't get it to go. Backside rebound. Banger. Now Carter takes it away, and a foul from behind committed there by Pfister is going to send Carter to the free throw line.
Yeah, Z playing great defense. Her second steal of the game.
Z at the line. First one's up. No good from Z.
Focus.
Pfister's going to check out for Coach Binger and East Peoria. Checking back in is Billingsley. Carter's second one is up and good.
Good, Z.
She's 2 for 4. Streaks 3 from 6 from the charity stripe. Long pass tipped by Carter into the hands of Sweat. Sweat gets rid of it to Billingsley. Billingsley off a screen. Tries to get downhill, and we're going to have a trip call against the Silver Streaks. We'll see if they get Kilgore or Taylor Hershenroder. It's going to be Kilgore who picks up the foul. That was on the floor, so it'll be Sweat to inbound. Gets it into Van Ness. Now top of the key, Billingsley. Back to Sweat in the corner. Three balls up. That looked good, but it's just a little short. Rebound by Kilgore. Sweat takes it away. Drops it off for Van Ness, who finishes. Raylee Van Ness with her second field goal of the ball game. 27-12 now. Streaks on top. Taylor Hershenroder, right wing. Strong. Backside rebound. Rosecrans. Gets it ahead to Sweat. Sweat. Back over to Rosecrans on the wing. She'll spin off May. Now kick back up top to Sweat.
I tell you, Chloe just hounds the opponent every single game.
Swung it around. Billingsley, top of the key.
She thought about it.
Tries to drive on Kilgore. Will pull up. Jumper no good. Rebound May. May ahead. 3-on-2 for the Streaks.
Good
to
pass.
Taylor Hershenroder.
One more.
Extra one to Ella. A little bit off on the three ball. Rebound on the backside.
Ooh.
Was with May. Blocked by Van Ness on the putback. And now this one's out of bounds. Last touched by the Streaks. So it will stay with East Peoria.
Yeah, Chloe tried to go right back up with that offensive rebound. And
no suit for you.
May, Kilgore, and Taylor Hershenroder check out. Checking in, Grace Hershenroder, Ellie Johnson, and Sophia Kistler. Inbound goes to Billingsley. Billingsley, long pass for Biller. Biller gets it across the timeline over to Sweat. Sweat, one dribble. Now a pass up top goes to Billingsley for a reset.
I'm telling you, the Streaks are just missing steals in these passing lanes.
Billingsley gets downhill, a little out of control. No good. Rebound with Johnson. Outlet to Ella Hershenroder. Now the kick ahead. Wing. Z. Three. No good. Backside board. Knocked out of bounds by Rosecrans. It'll stay with the Streaks.
Yeah, Z. Unable to find the range from distance yet. 0 for 3 from 3-point line.
Inbounding is Grace Hershenroder. She'll get it in over the top to her sister, Ella. Ella attacks the middle.
Good. Way to get to your spot.
No good. Rebound. Tipped around. Johnson. Johnson can't get it
great
to go
job,
on the
Ellie Johnson.
Second effort, but she'll be fouled and hit to the free throw line.
Ellie just continuing to pay dividends off the bench.
Johnson heads to the free throw line. Just under 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half.
Get a roll.
No good on the first as a trio of subs head to the table for Galesburg. It's going to be Kilgore checking in for Kistler. Also, Chloe May replacing Ella Hershenroder. Taylor Hershenroder is at the table to replace Ellie Johnson after she makes the free throw, which she does.
Good job, Ellie.
28-12, streaks on top. Johnson heads to the bench. On the floor for Galesburg, Zaniah Carter. Taylor Hershenroder, Chloe May, Grace Hershenroder, and Jocelyn Kilgore.
Good, Taylor, get there.
Long pass ahead,
she's
taken away by Taylor Hershenroder.
And Taylor.
And we got numbers the other way. 4-on-2, May.
Good pass.
Into the corner, Z. 3-ball, no good. Rebound, Rose Kranz saves it straight up in the air. Van Ness, that's a travel. And she gets signaled for a turnover to Galesburg.
Yeah, Rose Kranz with a good rebound and save there.
Unfortunate there for Van Ness. She caught it and just fell to the floor.
Yeah, just kind of feet got taken out from underneath her there a little bit.
Chloe May, left side. Gets
opposite.
It to the elbow.
One more.
Now Carter, top of the key, over to Taylor Hershenroder, right side.
There
back
is.
To Z. Oh. Inside to Jaws. Back out. Zaniah,
so
three ball. No good. Rebound backside. Taylor Hershenroder.
Z 0 for 5.
Back
from
to Z. Z probes.
Good pass.
Kicks back out. May. 3-ball. Strong. Rebound. Kilgore. Kilgore. Right back up and good.
Jaws Kilgore. Another offensive rebound and put back.
Timeout going to be taken by Coach Binger of East Peoria. It's a 30-second timeout. That'll give us just enough time to thank our friends over at Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty, hooking us up with yet again another sweet ride. It's a 2026 Nissan Rogue. It's gray. It's got all the bells and whistles. Gets phenomenal gas mileage. Just a sharp-looking vehicle. And the only thing you'll like more than the vehicles over at Galesburg or Nissan of Galesburg, the service you're going to get.
Service, yes. All right, that's right. They do such a good job of taking care of us, Mitch. They've done it all season long. And another 2026 for us to drive and put some miles on the car for him. It only had, I think it had 1,600 miles on that car. And just a nice ride over here.
And if you think they treat us well, trust me, they'll treat you better. Stop by and see our friends at Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Back on the floor, it's going to be East Peoria basketball. Ashlyn Sweat to inbound. She gets it in to Billingsley. Right back to Sweat. Sweat looking to throw the home run pass. Nothing there. Gets rid of it to Billingsley. Billingsley's going to bring it ahead and across the timeline. Steal. Loses the ball. Ella Hershenroder, takeaway. Ella Hershenroder, layup.
Atta girl, Ella. Coast to coast for the finish. Third steal of the game.
Sweat gets it ahead quickly for East Peoria, 32-12.
Yeah, Streak got this up to 20 here in a hurry.
Van Ness gives to Rosecrans. Skip pass goes to Sweat in the corner. Up top to Billingsley. Billingsley, long three, off the glass and good.
Incredible.
Ella Hershenroder brings it ahead, kicks over to Taylor in the corner. They go short corner to Jaws Kilgore. Back up top for Ella. Ella spinning off of Billingsley. Looks like man-to-man now here for East Peoria, so the Streaks adjust.
And good recognition by the Streaks.
Taylor, that's Ella Hershenroder with it. Tried to get it through to May. It goes out of bounds, turnover to East Peoria.
Yeah, and Ella had Jaws on the backdoor cut there. She was all alone underneath the hoop. Ella just didn't see her.
Inbounding, Sweat gets it into Billingsley. Gets it to Van Ness. Van Ness a little out of control, able to get it to Rosecrans in the corner. She works her way through the lane. No good. Gets her own rebound. Can't finish. And I think we're going to have a foul call going against number 12, Chloe Burns.
Yeah, got on Ellie's back there. She got that rebound, her fourth rebound to lead the Streaks.
Carter's going to check in, replacing Taylor Hershenroder. 32-15, Streaks on top. 3:15 to play here in the first half. Ella Hershenroeder brings it ahead. Still a man-to-man defensive look for East Peoria. They get it down low to Carter. Carter gets around her defender and finishes.
Great move by Z to attack the basket there. Gets her first bucket of the second quarter.
34-15 now. Billingsley gets it across the timeline, picks it up in the corner, throws it ahead. Van Ness able to corral the loose ball. She tried to drop one down low to Burns. Burns able to corral it, gets it outside. No good. And Carter tried to get the backside rebound, but she unfortunately was stepping on the maroon in line here, and it's going to be a turnover.
I tell you, we got, 5, 6, 9, 11 steals, and I bet we've missed 7 of them. Just 7 more. I mean, just within inches. There's one.
Kilgore takes it in the way of the inbound pass. Outlet goes to Ella. Ella quickly ahead. Nobody steps up to defend her. She'll take a jumper and knock it down.
Good to see Ella get to within 10, 15 feet there and just knock it down.
Long pass ahead is going to be out of bounds. Turnover to the Streaks. And
another
Coach
timeout.
Binger would like a timeout. It's a full, so we'll take one with him. 2:29 to go here in the first half. It is 36-15. The Silver Streaks on top of East Peoria. We'll be back. You're listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from CBI Bank and Trust from Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Boots and Blessings. Nominate your favorite today at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The Galesburg boys basketball team looks to wrap up a top-half finish in the Western Big Six Conference at Geneseo. I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks boys basketball pregame coverage comes your way 6:40 tomorrow night on WGIL.
Tomorrow night, we got boys basketball for you on WGIL. Tonight, we got girls basketball as the Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Raiders 36-15. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Inbounding is May for Galesburg. She'll get it in over the top to Ella Hershenroeder. Ella going to set up some offense. Now gives to Ellie at the top.
Yeah, a little man-to-man here.
Left side, Zaniah Carter tried to feed the post. It's tipped around. Z baseline.
Good
pass to Kilgore. Couldn't get it to go. Tipped out by Johnson, and the Streaks get another chance. May into the corner. Ella, three ball strong, but a foul by Billingsley.
Oh, she hit her head on
that. Ooh, and I hope Ella is okay. She is going to pop up.
She's tough.
Yeah,
she's
and kind of stretch out the neck a little bit there. But, yeah, that was a little bit awkward, and they're calling that on the floor.
They're going to say after the shot attempt. Wow. I think we're in the bonus, though.
Yeah, so
we're only going to get 2 free throws.
Hershenroeder will get to shoot 2 instead of 3.
You know, we've seen that called a few times this year where the shooter is fouled after they land, and they only give the foul on the ground as opposed to the shooting foul.
I suppose that is kind of a fine line to try and figure out. But no good on the second. Rebound tipped around, and Kilgore comes away with it. Drops it off down the lane for Johnson, who can't get it to go. Rebound Van Ness. Van Ness to Sweat. Now back for Van Ness. Ooh, she's able to corral it, and now a foul on Kilgore. Unfortunate there as Jaws tried to thought she was going to have a steal, but.
Yeah, second on Jaws here.
Inbound goes to Billingsley. 1:50 to play. Streaks up.
Oh, just
22.
The hands of Chloe. Oh, that's a charge. Easy call.
And, yep.
God, Ella just took another one to the back of the head. She landed into Ellie's knee.
And she's tough.
And she popped right up.
It'll be Silver Streaks basketball. Welcome. Ella going to get a chance to go sit down after giving up the body here a couple times in the last 30 seconds or so.
Yeah, well-deserved rest.
Zaniah now runs the point for Galesburg. Z brings it across half court. 2-3 look again, and the pass intended for May Sweat has been looking to jump that passing lane there.
Yeah, Streak's got to be aware of that. You know, three or four of their turnovers have been just turning and throwing without looking to see where the defender's at. And they're doing a good job of jumping passing lanes.
And looks like a man set now, and it is. Johnson has it at the top of the key, gives to Carter.
There it is.
They get
what a great
nice
pass. Kilgore
makes the extra out to Grace Hershenroeder.
Hershenroeder, right wing, bang.
Grace has seven. The Streaks have 40. But it is at a 25-point lead for Galesburg. Final 70 seconds of the first half. Van Ness gets downhill. Can't get it to go, but she'll get to head of the free throw line.
Yeah,
Falcone on Johnson.
And Coach DeMott's explaining it to Ellie. Ellie missed a rotation there on that trap. Could have been an easy steal for her, and she was just a step late.
Van Ness will head to the free throw line.
And I think we should mention, you know, Ellie's parents picked up dinner tab for us tonight at Grove.
Yeah, fine Florida. Folks, the Johnsons.
They are fine folks.
Really, in all seriousness, really appreciate all the love and the thank yous that we get.
Yes, thank you, everybody, for all the nice things that are said.
Van Ness, the second one, is up and good as well. She knocked down the pair. Van Ness has six of the 17 for the Raiders. Top of the key, Ellie Johnson with it. Now gives left side, Grace. Up top to Chloe May, 48 seconds remain in the half. Zaniah kicks out to Kilgore.
Finish,
Kilgore
Johnson.
In the lane, floater up, no good. Rebound back with Kilgore,
good
and
job.
She'll be fouled on the second effort.
Yeah, Jaws stick-to-itiveness there. Her fourth offensive rebound, fifth total. She did a good job there. Missed her shot, but knew exactly where it was coming off. Went back up with the left hand and drew the foul for two.
First one for Kilgore is up and no good off the right side. She will have a second one coming here as a variety of subs check in for East Peoria. 40-17. Kilgore no good on the second. Rebound, Van Ness. Outlet goes to Pfister. And a
good
loose
steal,
ball
Grace.
Tipped away, and Kilgore gets a steal.
That's
Carter. Down low to Kilgore. She couldn't get it to go. Kicks out to Grace Hershenroeder. Long two. No good. Tipped around. Carter with a rebound. Z going to reset as the Streaks look for one. Grace, now Ellie at the top. Dribble handoff to Z. Three ball, top short. Of the key, short.
Yeah, she just didn't get set there on that. She just kind of short-armed it, and it was well short. Z 0 for 6 from downtown.
Inbounding will be Sweat, 5.3 seconds to go in the half.
They're going to home run play again.
Home run, and
what a play by Chloe Miller.
Takeaway for Ellie Johnson. Outlet to May. May throws it at the rim, and oh, man, that was closer than I would have anticipated.
Yeah, just past half court. She almost hit it.
Yeah, she banged that right off the front of the rim. But either way, it's going to be 40-17 as we head to the half. And coming up, we'll have the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Show brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacies. It's 40-17, midway through the first game of regional action. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Clear Sound Hearing with offices in Galesburg and Monmouth, because hearing the call loud and clear matters on the court and in your life. Schedule your hearing test today.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
We needed a roof estimate. Three companies said they'd come by, but two never showed. One ghosted us after the quote. Then we called Ace Roofing in Abingdon. Daniel showed up on time, gave us straight answers, and an estimate as promised. No guesswork, no run around. Ace Roofing earned our trust and our business.
I'm Shelley Heighton with Ace Roofing and Construction. We're licensed, bonded, and insured. Call us for your roofing project. We will show up, guaranteed.
WGIL is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notifications of job vacancies here at WGIL, please notify Roger Lundeen at 154 East Simmons Street, Galesburg, Illinois, 61401, or email us at jobs@galesburgradio.com. Call 342-5131 for more information. WGIL is an equal opportunity employer.
Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Advanced Rehab, personalized care, real results every season, and by Templeton Roofing in Galesburg, providing residential and commercial roofing solutions since 1930. Longevity isn't luck, it's proof of trust, quality, and roofs that last. Visit TempletonRoofing.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Report. Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School. Mitch McVay alongside Jason Wessels as we open up the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Show. The Silver Streaks on top 40-17 through 16 minutes of action here tonight. And so far a great start for the Silver Streaks. They shot it really well early, kind of slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, that second quarter. Yeah, 5 of 21 there in that second quarter. But we did get a lot of buckets at the line there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points at the line. Could have shot the ball a little bit better from the line. Had we made all of our free throws, we would have had about 10 from the line. So shot about 50% there in that second quarter. But, you know, nonetheless, we got a, what are we looking at, 23-point lead now. Mm-hmm. So, pretty good strong half there for the Streaks. We'd like it to be a little bit more just for leg's sake and try to take care of this game a little bit quicker. But come out in the second half, make a nice run, and then we'll go ahead and look forward to Thursday.
Yeah, something that just occurred to me as I compiled stats here that I think's worth noting, or kind of an interesting factoid at the very least, is the triplets Hershen Roeder, Taylor, Ella, and Grace combined for 18 first half points.
We talked it into existence.
17 first half points for East Peoria.
It's the ride here.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
It's amazing what we can accomplish sometimes inside the ride on our way to these basketball games.
Let's go ahead and get to a look at the halftime stats brought to you by UM Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. We'll begin with the individual numbers. For East Peoria, they were led in the first half. Braylee Van Ness, the sophomore, had 6 3 points apiece for Annika Rosecrans and Olivia Pfister. Also 3 points for Juliana Billingsley and 2 points for Ashlyn Sweat. Meanwhile, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they were led in the first half by 9 points for Chloe May, 8 points for Ella Hershenroder, 6 points apiece for Zaniah Carter and Jazz Kilgore, 3 points chipped in by Taylor Hershenroder, and 1 for Ellie Johnson. Over to the team numbers.
1 second, one more to go. Ooh, that's not a good number there. And for the Galesburg Silver Streaks in the first half, 15 of 37 from the field, 5 of 16 from downtown, and just 5 of 12 from the charity stripe. 20 run rebounds, 14 of those are offensive, 11 assists and 10 turnovers. And for the Raiders of East Peoria, 5 of 15 from the field, 2 of 5 from distance, 5 of 5 from the charity stripe, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, and 21 turnovers for the Raiders.
Add all that up, it gives you 40-17, the Galesburg Silver Streaks on top of the East Peoria Raiders. And as we prepare for the second half, I would imagine that this is going to be the point in the ball game where we start to get a little bit of a look at some of the other girls off of the bench and try to save some legs.
Yeah, bench mob's going to have a big impact on this game here in the second half, and I expect them to get plenty of playing time here in the second half. And as we look forward to Thursday, the winner of Morton and Limestone.
Yeah, and of course, we've gotten a pretty up close and personal look at the Morton Potters. They sit right next to us.
Yeah, right next to us. I mean, I was 3 feet away from all 15 of them there, and their coaching staff's still up here as they're trying to get a good scouting report on Galesburg. Should be pretty familiar with us as we played down there, and it's going to be a fun one Thursday.
Should be a fun one. Of course, they'll have a half of business to take care of here tonight at East Peoria against the host Raiders. But if the first half is any indication, should be getting to a point where you can start to think about Thursday night just a little bit, especially you and I.
Yeah, you and I. Let's leave it at that.
As, again, it is 40-17 here at the half. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the Watson-Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Show and have the second half of action for you. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're adding a room to your house. Who's the first person you call?
My wife?
Wrong! Courtright Construction of Oneida. Unless your wife can lay a concrete foundation so beautiful it'll bring a tear to your eye.
Well, she makes a good pot pie.
Which you'll enjoy on your very level foundation from Courtright Construction. See, the guys at Courtright are pros when it comes to concrete, foundations, and site prep work. No matter what you're building, make sure the first call you make is to the guys who will set the stage for the rest of the project. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
65 million years in the making, and now they've arrived in Galesburg. Dare to experience the dangers and delights of Dinosaur World Live this Wednesday. From the towering Giraffa Titan to the mighty T-Rex, witness these life-sized prehistoric creatures live. The show is brought to you by the historic Orpheum Theater as part of the Red Carpet Series, presented by the City of Galesburg and sponsored by CBI Bank and Trust and Experience Galesburg. Get your tickets now at galesburgorpheum.org.
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Tucker Swanson in Galesburg. Score your dream home with Bradley Hicks. By Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Pit Stop Shop Towing and Repair, your one-stop shop for reliable auto services in Monmouth, Galesburg, and the surrounding counties. Best of luck to all area teams this season.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Hawthorne and Assisted Living, part of Seminary Village in Galesburg, where you can test the fit before you commit with a short stay to try it out before making the big decision. This evening, increasing clouds with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of rain in the evening, high of 61, low of 52. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 39. It's 52 degrees at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School as we wrap up the Watson-Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Show. I want to remind you it's a busy week of basketball here on WGIL, kicking it off tonight with regional action getting underway with the girls. Of course, the Streaks handling business so far, 40-17. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg boys will be in action. I'll let you share some of the details on that.
7 o'clock start, final regular season game for the Streaks, final conference game up at Geneseo, 6:40 pregame. Brad Benowitz and myself will have the call for you on that one, and then we're back here Thursday as we face the winner of Morton and Limestone. 6 o'clock start.
That's a great week of basketball. And then, of course, next week the boys' postseason will get underway.
Underway at Thiel Gym. We open up with Peoria High. I believe it's Wednesday. It's a little extra break for the Streaks to prepare for Peoria High. And as halftime comes to a close here, I want to wish Kevin Hyman a happy birthday today. He's number 46. He was the halftime king this year. Every contest he entered, he won.
I now know if my life was on the line and I needed somebody to
display.
Make a free throw, that's the guy, Kevin Hyman, every time. Happy birthday, Kevin. As we open up the second half here, it will be Silver Streak basketball to get things started.
We'll skip.
Zaniah Carter catches the skip pass, right corner, goes to work, Rosecrans. Pass out, Taylor Hershenroeder, three ball in and out, rebound Billingsley.
Yeah, Streak's getting a good look there, penetrated the zone.
Drop off to Rosecrans across the timeline by Billingsley. Now pass intended for Sweat goes out of bounds off of her hand. Turnover to the Silver Streaks.
Turnover number 22 for the Raiders.
Inbounding in front of the East Peoria bench is Chloe May. starters on the floor for Coach DeMott.
Yeah, Coach DeMott's been up on that perch there on that step the entire time, trying to stay away from the team and the coaches. Not feeling well.
We've got a foul underneath. I think it's on Kilgore. It is going to be an offensive foul against Jocelyn Kilgore. Turnover.
No, I think they called it on Chloe.
Oh, did they get May? Okay.
Yeah, they called it on Chloe. Her first turnover of the game.
Billingsley's going to bring it up. Press being called off here by Coach DeMott. Van Ness has it out near the timeline. She'll spin on Kilgore. Now kicks to Sweat, right wing. Thought about a three. Back to Van Ness. Van Ness looking to get downhill.
And she likes that behind-the-back move. Done about five times here tonight.
Rose Kranz, jumper, no good. Pfister with a rebound. Putback attempt, no good. Sweat gets aboard. And Kilgore ties up Sweat. Arrow favors East Peoria.
Yeah, a couple offensive rebounds given up by the Streaks there.
No. Whoa. Instead, they call a hold on Taylor Hershenrunner.
Oh, wow. I thought that was a jump ball for sure.
Actually, sorry, I didn't see the second finger there. It is Kilgore who picks up the foul. And now we've got a foul underneath. Also going to go against the Streaks.
And yeah, that's three quick ones.
See who they get here. It's either going to be Carter. It is Carter.
The last thing you want to do is get in foul trouble and allow them to hang around this game with free throws.
Pfister gets it back to the corner to Sweat. Sweat, three ball, no good.
Goodness.
Off the foot of Taylor Hershenrunner.
That's some weird spin
Ella, excuse me. She goes coast to coast. Ella missed the layup. Rebound, Van Ness. She finds an outlet in the form of Billingsley. And across the timeline comes East Peoria. Billingsley looks to drive. Taken away, Chloe May. May. Brings it across the timeline. Looking to drive the left-hand side. Nothing there, so she'll pull it back out. Gets it over to Carter.
One
Carter,
time, Z.
Three. No good. Rebound, Van Ness.
Z just can't find it tonight.
Billingsley loaded that one up, and in my humble opinion, I think took a couple of steps there, but instead tried to throw a long pass down the floor, and it goes out of bounds, turnover the
Streaks. Yeah, that's a tough pass there to complete right there. Yeah, they got a little bit of a future here with number 33, Braylee Van Ness. She's just a sophomore, but she's done some nice things out here tonight.
Yeah, she's been good. Juliana Billingsley, there's some potential there. She's also just a sophomore.
So thin in the game. Oh, good play.
Down low, Streaks get it to Johnson. Ellie Johnson opens up the second half scoring for the Streaks.
Great pass by Ella.
Make it 42-17. Biller with it up top. Gets it to Van Ness at the elbow. Van Ness, no good, getting downhill.
Somebody's
ball
get
in
it.
Between the feet of Grace Hershenrunner. Jump ball. Nobody. Yeah, jump ball is going to be signaled. It will stay with East Peoria. Checking back in is Burns for the Raiders. She'll replace Rosecrans.
Yeah, Taylor did a good job of tying them up there to create that jump ball. Streaks got the possession arrow now.
Biller to inbound. Gets it into Sweat. Now Van Ness at the elbow. She went behind the back again. This time lost it. Kick out to Biller. Her three ball's no good. And Ella Hershenrunner is just going to usher that one out of bounds. Silver Streak basketball.
Yeah, good defensive possession there by the Streaks. Forcing the long shot.
5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 42-17 Streaks. They get it to Kistler in the corner. Now Johnson up top. Over to Ella. Good cut by Kistler through her hands. Turnover as Van Ness brings it up for East Peoria. She'll try to get all the way downhill. No good. Gets her own rebound. Can't get the put back, but will be fouled. And head to the free throw line. I think it's going to be Grace Hershenrunner.
Streak's doing a little bit too much watching here after the shot goes up this half so far, giving up three offensive rebounds already. Just got to get to a body, block out, and go get the ball.
4:40 remaining here in the third period. 42-17. Streaks on top. Yeah. No good on the first for Van Ness. She will have a second attempt coming.
Got a block out.
Van Ness collects herself, takes a deep breath, and now puts up the second one. Short. Rebounds and I Carter.
Her fifth.
Carter bringing it up for Galesburg. She'll get into the lane, kick out to Grace Hershenroder. Now over to Ella. Three ball from the wing. Strong. Rebound. Grace Hershenroder tracks that one down. And now a jump ball as that was number 35, Morgan Binger, who tied her up. But the arrow favors the Streaks.
And the Streaks just 1 for 5 here in the second half so far.
Only May.
Bucket. Oh, sorry, Mitch. Only bucket coming by Ellie Johnson's layup.
May's going to check back in, replacing Kistler. They get it in to Grace Hershenroder. She'll look to create some space. Does and finishes.
Look what I found. A little space for Grace.
Grace with 9 in the ballgame. 44-17. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They get it to Van Ness at the elbow, and a travel going to go against Van Ness.
I thought they were going to get Grace for the foul there. She ran up, tried to tie her up there for the jump ball, and instead they got her for shuffling the puppies.
4 minutes exactly remaining here in the third quarter. Ella Hershenroder going to bring it ahead for Galesburg. Gives to Johnson. Now to Grace, top of the key. Back over to Ella. Kicks it up top.
Knock
Chloe
down,
May.
Chloe.
Three ball short. Rebound into the hands of May. Kick out to Carter. Carter goes baseline and can't get it to go. Rebound Johnson, who she will finish.
With the left and the finish.
Ellie Johnson up to 5. And the Streaks up 29. Top of the key, Van Ness. She'll get downhill. Splits a double. Can't get it to roll home.
Good job, Ellie.
Rebound Johnson. She has it taken away by Van Ness. Can't get it to go. Ella Hershenroder gets the board. Ella out and running with Z. Z. Layup good. First bucket of the second half for Zaniah. And the lead goes to 31 for Galesburg.
Z needed to see one go in there. Hopefully that gets her going.
Outside, Sweat with it. And timeout going to be taken by Coach Binger. It is a full. We're going to take one with him. 2:56 to go in the third period. It is 48-17. Streaks on top. We'll be back. You're listening to Regional Action on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Right now at Yem and Galesburg, get 0.9% financing, conquest cash, and no payments for 3 months on all new Buick models.
Hi, this is Lauren West from Yem. Drive home the 2026 Encore GX, starting at just $24,200 with conquest cash and Yem discounts. And the stunning new 2026 Buick Envisions have arrived, refined, responsive, and ready for you.
Tax out of license, stock fee extra with approved credit. See Yem for details.
Delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Back here at East Peoria High School, I'm Mitch McVay. He's Jason Wessels. And the Silver Streaks are up 31 with 3 minutes to go here in the third period. Thanks to what has been a little bit of an offensive explosion, it feels like, over the past couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Streaks hit a little bit of a lull, but seem to have found a groove again.
Yeah, 3 straight buckets there, 2 from Ellie Johnson and Grace and Z both contributing. And there's a steal by Chloe. Oh,
yeah, long
get there,
pass.
Bro.
Chloe May
she tried.
Couldn't chase that one down.
And she's fast.
Yeah, I don't know what's more impressive, how fast she is or how hard she works.
They're about equal.
It's a good combination to have. Inbound goes to Sweat. Sweat will bring it across the timeline where May is waiting for her.
Oh, she's playing with fire on that half-court line.
Sweat tries to dribble. Now looking to spin.
Just dribbling with her right hand.
Gives it up. Ooh, 3 ball, Van Ness. That was a little
good
awkward
out,
looking.
Grace.
It's no good. Rebound, Grace Hershenroder. 3-on-1. Nice drop off to Ella
Great
with a layup.
Pass, Grace, to her sister for an easy deuce.
Ella's got 10 ahead to Biller. Biller gives to Van Ness at the elbow, and we're going to have a reach foul against the Silver Streaks.
Puts them in the bonus, I believe.
And is that the third or fourth personal on Jonas Kilgore? I think it's three.
Oh, they call that on Grace.
Oh, never mind. They get Grace Hershenroeder. It will put the Raiders in the bonus as Van Ness will step to the free throw line. She's 2 of 4 so far this evening.
She's really struggled here in the third. 0 for 5 from the field and 0 for 2 from the line. She gets her
knocks
first,
that one down.
First point. I did a good job of that.
Yeah, the old announcer's jinx works both ways. Van Ness second as she takes a deep breath and toes the line. It's up.
Rainmaker.
No good. Rebound, Kilgore. Outlet goes to Ella Hershenroeder. Ella looking to run. Kicks out. Chloe May. Ball fake. Looking to get downhill. Skip pass, I thought. Instead, it's into Kilgore.
Oh, she got fouled.
Yeah, a lot of contact there. She can't get it to go. Wow. Rebound, Van Ness. She throws the home run pass complete to Sweat. Good hustle there by Chloe May to knock it out of bounds. It will stay with East Peoria.
Yeah, Van Ness grabs her sixth rebound and fires one down court. They've went for the home run quite a bit here tonight.
Biller gets it in to Van Ness.
No,
Van Ness in the lane. A little contact, gets to go. First field goal of the quarter for East Peoria.
Bayou.
Carter
reverse.
Goes baseline. Reverse lefts. No good. Rebound, Van Ness. 30 points the lead for the Streaks.
Yeah, Z just doesn't look herself here tonight.
And we got a reach going to go against the Silver Streaks. They're going to get Z.
Nice job.
No, it's Kilgore on the reach. And it's going to send Van Ness back to the line.
Yeah, just doing a little bit too much reach and not moving your feet. I feel like they've had free throw opportunities 5 and 6 here for Van Ness in the quarter and the Raiders. He's got all attempts. Rainmaker.
Gets the first one to go. And Van Ness has been the only offense so far here in the second half. Kilgore's going to check out.
Morton fans are starting to file in here, but behind us, not a lot of room in the lower levels for them.
And I'm not sure what the question could be here as.
Yeah, the ref going over the table.
The ref heads to the table. I think they might be throwing somebody out, possibly.
Oh, they're calling the AD over.
It's going to send Van Ness back to the free throw line here as we're going to get going.
Yeah, I think somebody's getting the old heave-ho.
No good.
Good, Z.
Chased down by Zaniah Carter on the rebound. Zaniah looks to get it down low to Grace Hershenroeder. Taken away by East Peoria. Head, ball on the floor. Turnover taken away by Ella Hershenroeder down the floor for May, who gets the layup to go.
New season high for Chloe May, her 11th point of the game.
She's up to 11. Streaks up 31. Off a screen, Billingsley gets it to Pfister. Pfister kicks out to Biller. Three ball, no good, strong.
That's
rebound.
Good.
Carter. And a foul going to be called against Pfister as she knocked down one of the Hershenroeders.
And Zaniah not really scoring tonight, but she's doing everything else, playing defense and 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. She's had a night.
Ella Hershenroeder bringing it ahead. Kicks over to Grace. 3 ball.
Oh.
In and out. Rebound. Pfister. Hands it off to Biller. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Biller over to Billingsley. And, yeah, Zaniah saw the same thing we saw. She is forcing her left. Gets rid of it to Rosecrans. Now back out to Billingsley.
Yeah, she has nothing to do, dribbling to her left.
Hand off to Van Ness. Van Ness picks it up, passes out to Rosecrans.
Way to help and recover, Ella.
Final 15 of the quarter.
3 seconds.
She's outside. Still in there. Pfister try to go baseline, shut off, pass out, knocked out of bounds. Silver Streaks take over.
Yeah, and that will pretty much guarantee a running clock here in the fourth quarter, get the starters out of the game, and let the bench take it from the rest of the way.
Inbounding is going to be May. Across the timeline with it is Carter.
Good move.
Zaniah in the lane, scoops, can't get it to go. And that's how the quarter is going to end. It is 52-21, the Silver Streaks on top of East Peoria as we head to quarter number four, what will be a quick quarter number four with the running clock in effect. 52-21, Streaks on top. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Clear Sound Hearing with offices in Galesburg and Monmouth, because hearing the call loud and clear matters on the court and in your life. Schedule your hearing test today.
If you're still shopping the big box stores to save money on office supplies, switch to Office Specialists in Galesburg and get the same big box store pricing backed by local customer service. Your hometown business that can do what the big box stores do. And more. Office Specialists, an ABS company.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from CBI Bank and Trust and Galesburg.info. Every week a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Second Baptist Church. Nominate your favorite today at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The fourth quarter of action opens up here at East Peoria High School as the host Raiders begin with the basketball. They trail 52-21 to Galesburg in what will be a quick fourth quarter of action here. Rosecrans has the basketball in the corner, double coming by the Silver Streaks. And Ella Hershenroder just kind of waited for her to turn just enough that she could slap on that basketball, and she does. Jump ball favors the Streaks.
Yeah, great job. I'm really surprised Streaks are leaving the starters here.
You and I both. I anticipate that we won't see a whole lot more of them. May inbounds to Ella Hershenroder. Ella over to Ellie. They swing it around.
Good find.
Down low, Ellie Johnson.
With
gets
the
it
left.
To go.
Nice pass, Ella. Her fourth assist of the game.
Ellie up to 8 points in the ball game. 54-21, Streaks on top. Pfister over to Burns. Burns back to Pfister, top of the key, being guarded by May. They tried to throw a little back cut there, taken away Taylor Hershenroder. She'll get all the way to the rim and finish with the left hand.
Great job, Taylor. Love her going to her left side there, making it real easy on herself.
And there it is. We've kind of been waiting for it. The Silver Streaks are going to empty the bench here as it is Kennedy, Cooper, Springer, Rice, and Casey at the scorer's table. Foul's going to go on the Taylor Hershenroder on the floor, and that will allow the starters to get a nice hand as they head towards the bench.
Yeah, great job here from the Streaks tonight. Taking care of business.
Inbounding is Ashlyn Sweat. So you'll get it into Van Ness. Van Ness driving the lane. A little bit out of control. Rebound Cooper. Outlet to Izzy Kennedy. Kennedy bringing it up. She'll be guarded by Van Ness. Gets it over to Cooper. Swung around Rice.
Get in there.
Jumper. Kaylee Rice a little strong. Backside board. Sweat. Ashlyn Sweat brings it ahead. Nobody picks her up, so she'll step into a three. No good. Rebound, Olivia Springer. And jump ball going to be the call as Springer and Sweat come together. Already under 5.5 minutes to go with the running clock here.
Yeah, unfortunate turnover there for Olivia. She does a good job rebounding, but gets tied up, and Raiders retain possession.
Inbounding is Sweat. She'll get it into Billingsley. Hand off to Sweat in the corner. Kick up top. for Binger. Now down low, and a bucket for Olivia Pfister.
Yeah, that was good offense. That's one of the better sets East Peoria's ran.
Makes it 56-23, under 5 to go here in the ballgame. Kaylee Rice with it on the wing. Now Cooper at the top. Swung over, left corner.
Ooh, Abigail was
to
open.
Kennedy. Izzy Kennedy dribbles to the top for a reset for Coach DeMont. They get it to Casey. Casey, hand off to Springer. Springer gives to Cooper. Now Kennedy. Kennedy off a screen.
Yeah, they're just executing at this point.
Casey at the top. Hand off to Rice. Rice in the lane. Floater's a bit strong.
Yeah, a little bit of a rainmaker there from Kaylee over the rim. Over the backboard, I mean.
Turnover goes to East Peoria. 4:12 to go in the ballgame. Bringing it up is Billingsley. She'll be picked up by Kennedy near the volleyball line. Off the foot of Kennedy, and it's going to be a kickball violation.
Yeah, it's almost like they didn't want to call that there. I don't think it was intentional as much as she just bounced it off her foot.
Sweat is going to inbound, throws it into the backcourt to Billingsley. Billingsley brings it ahead, now kicks Sweat. Sweat, three ball, right side, no good.
Good
rebound
Kaylee.
Underneath
great
Kaylee Rice. And a foul going to go against Pfister.
What a great block out by Kaylee Rice. I'd love to see the bench come in and continue to execute and do things the right way.
3:25 to go in this one, 56-23. Izzy Kennedy going to bring it ahead for the Silver Streaks. Over to Casey. Abigail Casey looking to get downhill. Picks up her dribble near the baseline.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, she had it open. Isabel Kennedy, instead it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Streaks here.
Oh,
and I think they might have got that wrong. I think it was off the foot of Kennedy.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. You took the words right out of my mouth there, partner.
Olivia Springer going to inbound as we head under 3 minutes.
Right there. Abigail.
They get it in. Casey,
oh, good
she
pass,
kicks
Abigail.
Out to Cooper. Cooper to Rice. Three ball on the way. A little strong. Backside board is going to belong to the Silver Streaks as Ashlyn Sweat knocks that one out of bounds.
Kaylee not shy, letting it fly here in the fourth.
Checking in for the first time tonight for East Peoria. It's going to be number 10, Kendra Painter, a sophomore. A pair of sophomores check in. As also it is number 30, Tiana Jacobus. Streaks get it in over the top.
Good catch, Izzy.
To Izzy Kennedy.
And Olivia kind of sagging down here in the corner.
Izzy calls for a screen. Gets all the way downhill, and she's going to get to head to the free throw line. Foul, I believe, is going to go against number 10, Kendra Painter.
Izzy's looked more and more confident as this season has went along here in the varsity contest, and she's really, the game's really starting to slow down for her.
And she's one, the more that I've started to think about this, you know, you're looking at replacing roles, right?
Yes.
And we've seen, obviously, it's the heir apparent to Lily Furrow would be Ellie Johnson, who
likely,
rotates
right?
in
yes.
off the bench as a post. And you kind of wonder who replaces that Chloe May role.
Yeah.
I think Olivia or Izzy Kennedy has the motor
yep.
to be the that motor, type of player.
The type of athlete she is, she can really get out and run just like Chloe can, track star too. And, you know, I really like her ability to guard. When she gets down and really focuses in, especially we've seen it a lot during sophomore games, she can really guard.
On the other end, a layup is up and good for Ashlyn Sweat. That's her first field goal of the second half. Now we're going to have a travel going against the Silver Streaks. Did Izzy make both of those free throws or just one?
One of two. One of two. Missed the first, made the second.
Across the timeline with it is number 14, Samantha Orr, in the ballgame. She'll give it up to Painter.
Good,
Painter. Taken away by Kira Cooper.
Finish, Kira.
Cooper on the other end, going to get to shoot some free throws that will more than likely close out the ball game as the foul's going to go against Tiana Jacobus, and it's going to send Kira Cooper to the free throw line.
Yep, she can take her time here. They got to stop the clock, I think, with 2 or 3 seconds just to.
So you don't get that buzzer in your backstroke there. She misses the first.
Take your time, Kara. Knock it down.
She steps up to the line. Couple of dribbles.
Stopped it with 10.6. Oh, she didn't hit anything.
And I don't even think we're going to get an inbound here.
Yep, that's going to do it.
We aren't, as the ball game is over, 57-25. The Galesburg Silver Streaks knock off the East Peoria Raiders, and they'll head in to the second round of the regional here, where they await the winner of our next contest here tonight at East Peoria that pits Limestone against the Morton Potters. Again, all indications would be Morton.
Yep.
We'll be waiting for the Silver Streaks on Thursday, but what's waiting for you guys is the postgame show. We'll have that coming up in just a couple of moments. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate and they will show up, guaranteed. By Office Specialists and ABS Company, your office is their business. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group. How do you eliminate a nuclear threat without starting a nuclear war? That was the crisis facing President John F. Kennedy for 13 days in October of 1962 as the entire world watched in fear. U.S. spy planes had confirmed the Soviet Union was installing nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles in Cuba, capable of reaching America's heartland. A direct attack on those installations was not an option, as Kennedy expected that would evoke possible direct military confrontations with the Soviet Union. However, a breakthrough was reached when the Soviets agreed to withdraw their long-range missiles from Cuba if the U.S. would remove their medium-range missiles from Italy and Turkey. This has been The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson, and you can visit us at jeffersonmediagroup.com.
Wear it for your chance to win this winter. Up to $500 cash instantly when one of our button spotters sees you wearing the blue WGIL button. Pick up your free blue WGIL button at Nissan of Galesburg and Arby's, both on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, as well as at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. You could win cash on the spot when you wear the blue WGIL button. See a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
65 million years in the making, and now they've arrived in Galesburg. Dare to experience the dangers and delights of Dinosaur World Live this Wednesday. From the towering Giraffe Titan to the mighty T-Rex, witness these life-sized prehistoric creatures live. The show is brought to you by the historic Orpheum Theater as part of the Red Carpet Series, presented by the City of Galesburg and sponsored by CBI Bank and Trust and Experience Galesburg. Get your tickets now at galesburgorpheum.org.
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Tucker Swanson in Galesburg. Score your dream home with Bradley Hicks. By Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Pit Stop Shop Towing and Repair, your one-stop shop for reliable auto services in Monmouth, Galesburg, and the surrounding counties. Best of luck to all area teams this season.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Hawthorne and Assisted Living, part of Seminary Village in Galesburg, where you can test the fit before you commit with a short stay to try it out before making the big decision. This evening, increasing clouds with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of rain in the evening, high of 61, low of 52. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 39. It's 52 degrees at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Lexi DeMott, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School. Mitch McVay and Jason Wessels with you as the Silver Streaks pick up a big victory over the East Peoria Raiders to advance to the second round of the regionals, regional action here at East Peoria High School. Let's go ahead and jump straight into things with our stats brought to you by Yamato Group, or excuse me, that's halftime. Our postgame stats are brought to you by Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate, and they will show up guaranteed. And actually, I did all that just to switch gears a little bit and let you know that we're going to be doing our Courtright Construction of Oneida.
She finally found us.
Coaches
you got
interview.
Any, you got any breath? You got breath left?
Oh, do I have any breath?
Yeah, I know you're not feeling well.
As Coach DeMott joins us here on the postgame show, and Coach, picking up a big win here to advance to the second round. Just give us your overall thoughts on the ball game tonight for your ball club.
You know, I didn't think it was, you know, bad. I don't think it was the cleanest that we've done. We didn't really do much rebounding, I felt like, in the first half. You know, we shot the ball well, I felt like, to start the game, and then it kind of cooled off a little bit, and we kind of did the thing where we're not shooting well, so now what? But overall, we were able to, you know, pull away and do what we needed to do to get the job done.
Yeah, you said we didn't do much rebounding. We pulled down 21, but what we did rebound was on the offensive end. 14 offensive rebounds in the first half, 17 total overall. You got to be pleased when you create 30 turnovers and you get 17 offensive rebounds. Pretty good recipe for success.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, I think looking on the flip, I don't know what they had, but, you know, I felt like we gave up some easy offensive rebounds to them. But then when we finally did start boxing out, we were getting calls because they were being so aggressive.
Yes.
You know. So I think, you know, that's going to be, we talked about at halftime, that's going to be a big key to Thursday night, you know, is rebounding. And we've got to take care of that all the time. There's no time that anybody cannot rebound because somebody else is going to go get the rebound if we don't.
We talked before the game a little bit about that next woman up mentality. Chloe makes the start tonight and really came out hot in that first quarter, finishes with 11 points. I know we were impressed with what we saw out of Chloe, taking advantage of the opportunity today.
Yeah, you know, she came out shooting the ball well. I feel like we haven't seen her, you know, do that right out of the gate. And then I think, what, she got an and-one layup there. She's a nice little left-handed layup. And we were talking during the game. I was talking to Coach Noonan. She's just all over the floor. She's a kid that, you know, next year we're definitely going to miss. Somebody, you know, is going to have some big shoes to fill in that role. And she just does so many good things defensively. She understands she's quicker than a lot of people and going to get the back tips and all of those things. So, yeah, very proud of Chloe, and, you know, I look forward to seeing, too, what she can continue to do for us Thursday.
I imagine you and the coaching staff are going to stick around and do a little scouting here tonight, and let's have a good day of practice. And
2 days. Back
to, 2 days. 2 days of practice,
two
excuse
days.
Me.
Play
today
Thursday.
Is Monday. I keep thinking it's
yes.
Tuesday.
I know,
he tried
no
to take
school,
one away
no
from
school.
You.
I did.
You didn't have
yeah.
I didn't have school either.
Yeah,
that's great.
No school today.
That's, yeah, it's
this President's Day. It threw me off.
Yes.
But 2 days of practice, and come get ready for the winner of this game.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
That was head coach Lexi DeMott of the Galesburg Silver Streaks with our Courtright Construction in Oneida postgame coach's interview. The right choice for your next project. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to our Ace Roofing and Construction final stats and kind of preview a little bit of what we got coming up Thursday night. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIO.
To keep your business running smoothly, waiting's not an option. With the Hawn Now Quick Ship option from Office Specialists in Galesburg, you could get your new office furniture in about 2 weeks. See all the possibilities designed for you and ready to deliver fast at Office Specialists, an ABS company.
This year, I am getting in shape.
Oh, well, that's nice.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking about how I've been holding up the snow, ice, and Illinois weather since 2008. But sure. Let's focus on your sit-ups.
Are you upset?
Oh, no. I'm fine. I'll just be up here leaking quietly.
If your roof is giving you subtle hints that it needs attention, call Ace Roofing and Construction in Abingdon. We'll show up and give you an estimate guaranteed.
No rush. I can wait. I always do.
It's Ram Truck Month at Yem in Galesburg, and the deals you've been waiting for are here.
Hi, this is Frank Cordell from Yem. The Hemi is back. Get $12,000 off on a new 2026 Ram 1500. Or choose 0% financing for 60 months, plus Yem discounts.
Drive with confidence thanks to America's best full-size truck powertrain limited warranty. 10 years or 100,000 miles. Nearly double the competitors. Shop Ram Truck Month at Yem.
Tax and license.fx. With approved credit.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Advanced Rehab, Personalized Care, Real Results Every Season, and by Templeton Roofing in Galesburg, providing residential and commercial roofing solutions since 1930. Longevity isn't luck, it's proof of trust, quality, and roofs that last. Visit TempletonRoofing.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome back in here at East Peoria High School. As on the floor ahead of us, it looks like something out of a, like Hoosiers. If you were watching a movie from the 1970s, the Morton Potters and Limestone Rockets preparing for the next matchup here at East Peoria, and both teams sporting the candy cane striped pants. Which I like. That's a nice touch. A little old school there.
Yeah, sometimes.
Tonight, the Silver Streaks punched their ticket to the second round, picking up a 57-25 victory over East Peoria. And let's go ahead and get to our Ace Roofing and Construction final stats that will show you how we got there. For East Peoria, they were led in scoring by 10 points from Braylee Van Ness, 5 points shipped in by Olivia Pfister, 4 points for Ashlyn Sweat, and 3 apiece for Annika Rosecrans and Juliana Billingsley. Meanwhile, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they were led on the evening by 11 points from Chloe May. 10 points chipped in by Ella Hershenroder. 9 points for Grace Hershenroder. 8 points for Zania Carter. 7 points for Ellie Johnson. 6 points, Jaz Kilgore. 5 points, Taylor Hershenroder. And 1 point for Izzy Kennedy. Over to the team numbers.
And for the victorious Galesburg Silver Streaks, 23 of 58 from the field, just 5 of 23 from downtown. We're just saving them for Thursday.
Yep.
6 of 16 from the line, saving them for Thursday. 35 rebounds, 17 of those offensive, 15 assists, and 16 turnovers for the Streaks. And for the Raiders of East Peoria, 8 for 30 from the field, 2 of 10 from downtown, 7 for 11 from the line, 23 rebounds, 5 assists, and 30 turnovers.
And you know what, partner, while you do love a blowout victory, some of those numbers are going to need to improve on Thursday if you're going to win a regional.
Absolutely have to. You cannot shoot the ball that poorly from downtown and from the line. Those are two key numbers that are going to have to come up for the Streaks on Thursday, as we expect to face the Morton Potters, one of the state-ranked teams.
And don't get me wrong, I'd love to see Limestone.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Let's hope they make 13 threes tonight and upset the Potters. I will take it.
Let's see, one more piece of business we need to take care of here before we talk a little bit more about Thursday night, and that is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, brought to you by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's, and I think we were in agreeance on this
one. Yeah, we were in agreeance from the jump, and she played really, really well right from the jump and got her first start of her career. And with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, the senior, Chloe May. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, and just hounded defensively the entire night. And you know, we talked about it on the way up here. We talked about the Hershenroders, but we also talked about Chloe on the way up here. What she brings defensively for our team and what she allows us to do defensively with her ability to not only press and force havoc and create turnovers, but her ability to get back in transition and just her speed and quickness overall just causes problems for the opposing offense on a nightly basis, and well-deserving for Chloe May.
Yeah, I know we haven't seen every team in the state, Jason, but I feel pretty confident in saying, at the very least, Chloe May is the best defender in Central Illinois. She might be the best defender in the state.
She is the best I have seen this year, on-ball defender. Lexi and I have talked about this. If Chloe May had 3 or 4 more inches, yeah, you might be talking a D1-type player.
I mean,
she's, you know, 5'2". She's 5'2". If she was 5'5", 5'7", I mean, good Lord.
Yeah. I can't imagine that kind of work ethic with a little more length.
It would
be something special. The Silver Streaks pick up the big win tonight and move on to Thursday night in a matchup. We'll just go ahead and say, for the sake of programming here, that it's going to be the Morton Potters.
Yeah, more than likely.
You and I, as we kind of preview this. A huge matchup the last time around, and one that I'm feeling better about now that I've seen it once, because I know that the Silver Streaks are a bad matchup for the Morton Potters.
Yeah, they are. They give them problems. You know, that they are a post team. They go through their two posts in Selke and Van Meenen. Guards, they do have capable guards, but they're not what they had last year. And you know, and also you add in the fact that We beat them when they were the number one team in the state on their home floor. You've got to be beaming with confidence, you know, as we're sitting here watching them warm up. Van Meen and Anselke can both step out and shoot it, but we speed them up enough, especially like we did in the second half of that game where we made Van Meenen a non-factor in the game. Good things are going to be happening for the Silver Streaks.
Absolutely. Until then, where we will probably see the Morton Potters again, it was the Galesburg Silver Streaks picking up a victory tonight by a final tally of 57-25 to move to officially, I suppose, 26-4 on the season.
Yep.
I know both you and I are going to go with 1-0.
We are 1-0. Let's go 2-0 on Thursday.
Absolutely. Former partner Jason Russell's also Brian Prescott keeping us on the air back at Mission Control. I'm Mitch McVay. Until next time, you've been listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
Buying a new copier for your business is nothing to take lightly. That's why more local businesses trust Office Specialists with the full line of Sharp business machines and copiers that can do as much or as little as you need. Your office is their specialty at Office Specialists, an ABS company.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Save time and money with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in One. It provides the most advanced protection with excellent scrubability and delivers true one-coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for plenty more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Thank you for listening to Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Girls Basketball, a WGIL sports presentation on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.